but forgot him. I want to talk to you about how God never forgets us, despite what we may think. In Genesis chapter 40, we see Joseph still in prison. However, two new people are thrown into prison with Joseph. They were the chief butler and the chief baker to Pharaoh, king of Egypt. While in prison, both of them have a dream, and their countenance is changed to sadness. So Joseph asks them why they are so sad. In verse 8, the Bible says, "We each have had a dream, and there is no interpreter of it." So Joseph said to them, "Do not interpretations belong to God? Tell them to me, please." They relay the dreams to Joseph, and God, working through Joseph, gives the interpretations. The interpretation is favorable for the butler, and Joseph says in verse 14, "But remember me when it is well with you, and please show kindness to me." We then see the fulfillment of those dreams, but in verse 23 the Bible says, "Yet the chief butler did not remember Joseph, but forgot him." There are times when we go through life when we begin to question if God forgot us or not. Recall in Genesis chapter 37, when Joseph dreamed of greatness when he was 17 years old. He dreamt that his brothers and his father, his mother, would bow down before him. But now, years later, he's thrown in an Egyptian prison, totally separated from his family. Surely, at this point, Joseph was beginning to think, "God, did you forget about me?" There may be times in our own lives when we are asking God the same question. "Do you know what I'm going through, God? Do you see? Do you remember me? Do you remember your promises?" Well, the answer is yes, God does know. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 20, the Bible says, "God is greater than our heart and knows all things." Let's look at some other biblical examples of people who had to ask God if God forgot about them. In Genesis chapter 12, there are promises made to Abram from God. God promises in verse 2, "I will make you a great nation." Then in verse 7, "To your descendants, I will give this land." A problem was that Abram had no children at this point. Verse 4 tells us that he was 75 years old. In Genesis chapter 15, God reconfirms his covenant with Abram. In verse 5, the Bible says, "Then he," that is God, "brought him," that is Abram, "outside and said, 'Look now toward heaven and count the stars if you are able to number them.' And he said to him, 'So shall your descendants be.'" In Genesis chapter 21, we see God's fulfillment of his promises to Abraham. Verse 5 says that he was 100 years old when his son was born to him. I want you to see this. The promise was given when he was 75 years old, and it was fulfilled when he was 100 years old. We know that Abraham believed that God had forgotten about him and did not remember the promises that God made to him. Why do I say that? Because in Genesis chapter 16, Abram took the Egyptian maidservant, slept with her, and they bore Ishmael. Ishmael was not the promise that God had made to Abraham. Because Abraham did not wait for the set time of which God had spoken to him, there were significant repercussions for his actions. In fact, these repercussions are still significant today between the Jews and the Palestinians. If God has made promises to you, can I encourage you to wait on the Lord and not go out and create any Ishmaels? A final question. Why does it seem like it takes God so long to fulfill his promises? I believe the answer is found in Daniel chapter 12, verse 10. The Bible says, "Many shall be purified, made white, and refined." You see, if God has called us, especially into the ministry of some sort, we need to be purified, cleansed, and refined. So many of us are dirty because we've been playing in the mud of the earth. It may take time, but God is not slack in fulfilling his promises. Look at verse 12 in Daniel 12. "Blessed is he who waits." Please repeat after me as we pray together in the name of Jesus Christ. O Lord, let me wait upon you. Thank you that you have not forgotten me. I ask you to please forgive me of all the Ishmaels I may have created. Thank you that you are a God of great grace. I pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.